Evapocondensation treats aqueous solutions contaminated with organics, more generally made up of water hydrocarbon mixtures. This treatment starts with evaporation, which helps to separate the most volatile phase of the waste, water vapor and light organics, from the non-volatile phase, this oily part. The oily phase is stored and then sent to the factory incineration units as a low calorific value organics liquid. The process therefore allows for the separation of, at the top, vapors essentially consisting of water vapors, and at the bottom, a concentrate rich in organic matter, hydrocarbons in particular, intended for incineration. The concentrate represents approximately 10 to 20% of the initial volume of the waste treated. The concentrated organic products are sent to a buffer tank and then to a dedicated tank in storage 10 for incineration. The vapors, whose potency load informed by the organics impurities, are continuously directed during the contraction cycle to the biological treatments, passing first through the aerial condenser to be transformed into industrial water used for incineration. In the biological treatment, the condensate from the evaporation and condensation process are treated. The bioreactor containing the bacteria are used to treat the organic load of the effluents. At the outlets of their tanks in an ultrafiltration model, which separates the clean permeate from the biological sludge. This permeate is then redirected to the industrial water tank, and the sludge is returned to the biological tanks. Approximately 40,000 tons of waste are treated by the evapocondensation process, enabling use to product industrial water and this reduct of consumption of drinking water. We consume more than 120,000 cubic meters of drinking water, the cost of which is approximately €2.20 per cubic meter.